Tenderweight. I told you about when we cut down a tree in our backyard. I'm sure we had to get a permit for it. A council in Melbourne South East plans to ban residents from pruning or cutting down trees in their own yards without a permit in an attempt to increase greenery. Dean Hurlston, president of community advocacy group Council Watch. I don't know where you stand on this, Dean. Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea?
Look, there's no doubt, guys, that we need to protect all the trees in the canopy we can. But let's talk about Glen Eira. Glen Eira is a council with the lowest level of open space. That's open green space. So perhaps they want to do the hard work before they start telling everybody else what to do. They want to actually acquire some more open space and plant some damn trees.
So, Dean, that sounds easier said than done.
Well, it's not easier said than done. That council takes in, as does neighbouring Stonington and all the councils around, millions of dollars a year in developer contributions that are paid on every development that's done in order to actually acquire open space. Get off your backside, acquire some open space, plant some trees, and instead of just trying to gouge people in the community for permits and fines, work reasonably.
Dean, it's not a zero-sum game, though. You can do both. You can preserve the trees you've got, and you can plant trees as well.
Of course you can. But when you have been consistently for the last almost 15 years, the council with the lowest open space per person, you've got a problem that you need to fix as well.
So, Dean, is there like a service level agreement that councils have with their constituents that they have to spend a certain percentage on greening the land with which they are a council?
First of all, you used a couple of words there that councils are notoriously shy of ever, you know, equating with them, which is service level agreement. They don't exist. They don't have to do anything. There are no minimum standards in councils. But what there are is all of those funds that come from the developer contribution need to be used to either acquire open space or upgrade open space. And what we keep seeing, guys, which is causing the problems in our tree canopy being attacked on residents' property, what we keep seeing is in inner city like Glen Eira, Stonington, Yarra and Port Phillip, instead of them actually acquiring open space because land is expensive, they go for the cheap shot of, oh, we'll just upgrade the stuff we've already got, we won't acquire any more. And what that's doing is it's actually causing huge issues of congestion, overdevelopment, and a lack of green open space. And the number one thing we know from every study about green open space is it is directly linked to mental health. We know, coming out of, you know, a pandemic of a few years, that the number one thing we need is green open space, especially in inner city Melbourne.
I was just having a think to myself about local councils, and of course, we pay enormous amounts of rates, and people every year when they write their check out for their rates go, what on earth am I buying for this? But I then think to myself, I'm glad I have a local council because it protects me from the state government.
Well, absolutely true. You know, there's an argument always for local councils. You know, people always say, oh, why don't we just abolish them? No, we actually say we just want them to be better because they are closer to the people.
Yes.
You can talk to councillors and you can get a much better representation and outcomes. What we do know is that if we just left everything to the state, God help us. We've seen how the state's running, the debt that we're in at the moment. What we need is we need better local councils that have got a very clearly defined role, and those words you used before, some key service level agreements with constituents. The biggest problem in local councils is they're trying to be everything to everyone. They're trying to fill the void that state and federal and international governments, you know, might leave or lack. And what that's doing is it's meaning that in trying to be everything to everyone, they're actually being ineffective on most things.
Good on you, Dean. So I just had that idea off the top of my head. It's true, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, of course.
If you don't have a local council, you don't have any protection against the state government.
Well, we'd have the state government telling us whether we can prune a tree on it or not, right?
Instant Radio and the state government will do that on a political basis.